at the top of the Space Needle, there's a restaurant. The food is kind of expensive. The view is incredible and ever-changing because that restaurant slowly spins. It's the world oldest, the world's oldest operating revolving restaurant. But the idea dates all the way back to the Roman Empire. The remains of Emperor Nero's revolving restaurant were discovered in 2009.
It was more of a dining room, and it was in Nero's sort of pleasure palace that he built on the Palatine Hill. It was called the Golden Palace or the Domus Aurea. And basically, it was a dining room that slowly spun, and then the ceiling above also spun. And it was just designed to entertain his guests.
Heather Wells Peterson wrote about the history of revolving restaurants for Lucky Peach magazine. She told me her interest in this revolving concept, well, it happened by accident.
I went to a wedding in New Orleans, and I had maybe one too many drinks, and it took me longer than it should have to realize that I was in a revolving bar. It's called a carousel bar, and it actually is decorated to look like a carousel, so you're spinning like you're on a carousel while you're there.
Wow, at a bar, that would seem to have mixed results.
Yeah. You don't really want extra spinning while you're there, but...
Right, which it seemed like it got you to ask a good question, which is, why would people want to spin while they eat and drink?
Yeah, it was something that I never really understood. It wasn't missing from my dining experience, but it seemed to, at least at one point, have been very popular in the United States to go to these restaurants.
What is behind that?
I think that the main driving force is actually pretty similar to Nero's, which is that during a time when a lot of technological advancements were being made here, specifically as we were ramping up for the Cold War, there was an emphasis on dazzling with these kinds of flashy things like a revolving restaurant where you are spinning and you don't really know how that's happening and it's a new experience. So it was more about impressing in that sense than I think about providing a really great dinner or a peaceful date spot or something.
In fact, I get the impression you think the spinning can detract from the restaurant experience. You do use the word parasite.
When I first started thinking about revolving restaurants, I read a book by Chad Randall called Revolving Architecture, and he actually coined the term barnacle. And basically what he was saying is these revolving restaurants set up shop in places where there's already something to draw tourists. So, for instance, at Niagara Falls, the view is already built in, so you just build a revolving restaurant above it. Or in the case of Seattle, the Space Needle is already very tall, so if you put a restaurant on top of it, the view is already there. So that's what makes them sort of barnacles that attach to these hosts. And then once they're there, I think that maybe the operations of the restaurant is a little parasitic in the sense that you come for the view, but then you're stuck there for a dinner that might not be very delicious and might cost a lot of money.
Well, the revolvingness doesn't make the food bad. I mean, what's wrong? Bad food is bad, but what's wrong with adding an attraction on top of an attraction?
I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with it. I have yet to hear of a revolving restaurant that has great food. So I don't know if it's just that places like that don't concentrate on that aspect of the experience or what, but I think for me at least, I don't really want to be slowly spinning, maybe slightly nauseous as I eat my food. So maybe that's part of it too.
Well, I have to admit, I haven't been to Seattle's favorite spinning restaurant since I was pretty young, but I did think it was awesome. Let's talk about the Space Needle. How did that come about?
The Space Needle was built for the World's Fair to showcase new technologies, and then later the restaurant was added to the top with that sort of idea that the view was already built in, so you might as well have the restaurant up there and take advantage of it.
Why is Seattle's Space Needle restaurant still spinning when so many have failed?
I don't know the exact answer to that question, but I can tell you that as I was doing my research about these restaurants and looking at writing about them, there's a real loyalty and love for the Space Needle restaurant that I did not see for most other revolving restaurants. And I think that maybe it's because the Space Needle itself, it makes sense a little bit more to have that sort of technological flash on top of something that's already very technologically flashy. And also, it's been there for a long time. And I think that, you know, tourists all over the country and even maybe the world know about it.
Well, as we say, a lot of the revolving restaurants in the U.S. and even Europe are falling out of favor, but they seem to be doing well in other countries. What's going on with that?
It seems to be that in countries that are currently developing, these restaurants are starting to catch on more. So places like India and China, there are a lot of these restaurants. And I think it has to do with that sort of drive to innovate and develop and take technology to its extent. And though this technology has existed for a long time, it's still a spectacle, as anyone who has been to, say, the Space Needle would be able to say. However much the dining experience itself might not be enhanced by it, it's definitely spectacular.
So, Heather, do you think the age of the revolving restaurant in the United States is over, or will it come back around?
That's an interesting question, because I think there do seem to be cycles to some extent where we sort of return to these retro ideas. And one of the things I explored in my article was this sort of specific time that was right for the revolving restaurant and how it would have been so impressive then, and now it seems like a more of a relic. So I could see potentially in the future a, you know, hipster callback to the revolving restaurant, but I guess only time will tell.
Writer Heather Wells Peterson wrote a piece for the magazine Lucky Peach about the history of revolving restaurants, including Sky City in your Space Needle, which she says is the oldest operating revolving restaurant in the world.